Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Eddie Bertozzi from the Berlin Film Festival. Today, talking to Fruit Chan, the director of The Midnight After, who just had his world premiere here in Berlin. So the film is about these 17 characters on this minibus in Hong Kong that at some point find themselves lost in an empty city, and everyone seems to be vanished, and they have to confront their fears, their moral and ethical questions. It's a very fun film, but also with a lot of serious contents. I mean, it's really enjoyable to see, but you always tackle these ethical and moral questions. So I would love to know what kind of question, issues you were interested in, and why you decided to do this film.
In 2011, this based on a book very popular in Hong Kong. So that's why when we screen this book, so we say this book can make a movie in Hong Kong. Combine 2011 or 2012, because Hong Kong situation look like a little bit similar in the books. So that's why we make this movies.
This movie has really a Hong Kong flavor. You see Hong Kong, the characters are very Hong Kongese, and you kind of perceive Hong Kong culture in a way through your film. And this seems to be something that is shared by a lot of Hong Kong directors. So I would love to know why for Hong Kong directors, and for you in particular, is so important to set your film in Hong Kong and to convey the culture of your city.
Actually, I like Hong Kong. And this book is talking about Hong Kong, so I have to make this movie in Hong Kong. I'm not like the other director, they going to China to make co-production. Actually, from the beginning, this movie we're talking about, can we make a co-production, make this movie, can go into China, release in China, maybe you can get money back easily. But finally, we say, we make a decision, so no, this is a Hong Kong movie, we just can make in Hong Kong, because if you get Chinese government permission, it's very difficult. You never know how long you can wait, because we discuss about your subject matter, your what's going on in this movie, what do you want to say, you know, so many issues.
This is very important, because today this co-production between China and Hong Kong are becoming, I mean, more and more, they occur more often. So I would like to hear your opinion about the situation of the Hong Kong film industry today, because there are a lot of debates about the condition of the film industry, and I would love to hear your opinion about that.
This is true, because, you know, co-production in China, your subject matter must be very, very, you know, peaceful and not any, political issue, or some kind of a movie cannot make it so violent. And even the mentally must be, not like West, in the industry. What you want to do, you can make any kind of a movies. So in China, so many rules to make you very difficult to make movies. So that's why I give up that way. I chosen to make, you know, Hong Kong movies, more than going to China.
Before starting the interview, we were talking, and you told me that you made this movie with a limited budget. I mean, it's not a big budget movie. But I would love to know how you managed to do some of the scenes of the movie, because some sequences of the film are really stunning. For example, every time we see the empty city of Hong Kong, I mean, it's really a breathtaking vision. So how did you manage to shoot those scenes? I mean, the city was really empty, or is just CGI? How did you shoot those scenes?
It's difficult because, in Hong Kong, so many people living in such a small place.
Yeah.
So we all choosing it for the midnight show. Midnight scene, we always after midnight, around 2 a.m. So when the street, less people you know, at least you when you make CD, you can just use a little bit money, you can, you know, write off the some kind of staff, you know, in the street. At least you can save money more. Okay. So that's the important thing. It's not like you do anything you like. It's difficult, Hong Kong. Actually, so we count how many special effect shots in the movie. Mm-hmm. So that's why even Chinese New Year, we shoot so many scenes in Chinese New Year. It's a big holiday in Hong Kong. So in the morning, no people in the street. So you can easily to make it. And then this is for the reason is for save money, right? Mm-hmm. And but it's all scenes cannot solve the problem. So you have no way to shoot all the scenes by night after midnight or after before 7 a.m. in the morning. So sometimes you have spend money to do that. So that's why. We just try our best to save money for, because this movie we made totally under 40 days shootings in the movie, because so many people, 70 characters gathering together, so actually everyone is a very busy man in the industry, so that's why we one day we have finished 100 shots. You know.
It's
a lot. It's difficult, but we try because it's difficult to get around them. So you have to finish the less times.
It's not meant to be a spoiler, but I mean, maybe the most hilarious scene in the film as a reference to David Bowie. And everyone in the theater was laughing and was really a great scene. I won't say anything more than this. But I'm curious to know why David Bowie, it was something that was in the book or something that you invented?
In the books. That's why this year is very
coincidental.
Coincidental. This year is a Ben Stiller one movie. You know, it's the same song in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Pertolucci has one movie also, but he using Italian to sing this song, and this song we keep it original. Though we find a young guy to sing this song, but finally we are using original part, the songs by David Bowie to combine together. So, but why we using this song? Because original book already, you know. Wrote get this song inside, and because when I shoot this movie before, I haven't heard this song before, so that's why when I heard it, I really love this this song. Actually, I like David Bowie more.
I want to talk a bit about your career as a film director, because you started, let's say, in the independent film scene in Hong Kong, and you made films like Made in Hong Kong, Hollywood Hong Kong. I mean, you were known for that kind of independent art house scene. Now you're moving to, I don't want to call it commercial. Well, it is commercial, but not mainstream. This film in particular mixes a lot of commercial genre, but with a very strong, I would say, art house taste for the mise-en-scene, and I mean, it's not the usual mainstream film. There is a filmmaker, a director behind it. So I would love to hear from you. How do you see your career as a film director, your transition from a more independent kind of filmmaking to this kind of hybrid commercial filmmaking?
But I have to tell the truth. Actually, I grew up in mainstream industry first. Actually, I made one or two films in the mainstream industry, but not success. So that's why I get very, you know, losing my direction. What's going on? Around 20 years ago, in the industry is very, you know, popular. It's very, we found very fast in early 80s, 90s. The main industry very, very popular, right? But two films is not success. So finally, I make a decision to stop my director career. But 1997 is coming. Handover. I certainly has an idea. So I want to make one movie by myself and without any support, any industry, industry support. So this is a Made in Hong Kong. This is my first independent movie. So this is why I am from in mainstream going to industry. So I know everybody in the industry. But in so this is why they call me is a guai ma, a real one. It's a monster. It's not like moral, you know, ordinary people. So when I make so many independent, so quite successful in Hong Kong. But the point is, in Hong Kong, if you keep going to make independent, is which make you difficult, very difficult, because you cannot get easily successful in the box office. If you cannot successful, you cannot last your independent career easily. So this is why I think this year I discussed about myself, you know, with myself. How can I do next step? So this year I totally stopped my independent career because I ought to make producer and some kind of a screenwriter or something like that. I don't want to make any movies. But when I see this book, so Midnight Artist, so I make a decision to make it again.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
This was Fruit Chan presenting here at the festival The Midnight After. I am Eddie Bertolotti and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.